Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
WRVA, it is Wednesday and it is hot. What? I don't know if we crossed into the 100-degree mark itself. We're at 99 right now. It's hot. Humidity is high. It's all of those things, and you know it. Great day to be indoors. Great day to sit on the couch. I would urge you to do exactly that. Couple of things that I wanted to pass along to you. We have so many opportunities for you to win today. Germ, I don't know if you got all of these memos. We got a whole slew of memos. We actually have winners every single hour today. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock. And in the interest of, cohesion and order and just helping everybody get, sane, keeping our sanity, we're going to do everything right about that. How about we do it right around the 20 mark? Sound good? Yeah. How about 3:20-ish, 4:20-ish, 5:20-ish? First hour coming up, wow, just a couple of minutes from now, we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets for that great Virginia Distilled Bourbon sampling. It's over at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture, September the 14th, $120 for those tickets. So we're going to do that right at 3:20-ish. I have to ask whether we are in danger of losing the second NASCAR race. I am really, really concerned about the money. You can love NASCAR or you can hate NASCAR. It is absolutely, positively irrelevant. This is about revenue that is generated by the event and then used to pay people like you, people like me, people who live down the street from us. There are a lot of people who are involved in those races. Now, there's a big chunk of tax money, which I would think would motivate the government entities to get their collective rear ends in gear and try and handle this. But I just want to throw it out there to you. I don't have any information. I don't want you to think, oh, my gosh, I got a tip off from somebody. I didn't. I'm just sitting back and saying we're losing tourist attractions in Central Virginia. And that's a dangerous thing, right? Monument Avenue is now just another street. Beautiful homes, yeah, but I don't know that anybody is necessarily going to drive down Monument Avenue just to see a bunch of nice homes. Man, some people might, I suppose. I'm not. But those statues demanded attention. And you know what I said all along, and I said it for years. Nobody paid attention to me, but that's okay. I said, rather than tearing anything down, we should think about adding a few statues. We had room. We should have had an app that everybody visiting Central Virginia could have easily downloaded on their phone. It said, here's the story of all these statues. And we're going to tell you the whole story. Everything. The good, the bad, the ugly. And then, after you've driven down Monument Avenue, now you should go and, get yourself a drink. Get yourself a sandwich. Find a place to stay for the evening, right? I think there's a problem with this. I really do. We've lost that opportunity. Somebody has told me that the monuments are still at the wastewater treatment facility. I don't know if that's true either. I'm not going out there to go look for them. Is it outrageous to think we could put them up? Probably. Right? Certainly our rather poor excuse for a mayor is not going to go along with that. And I wish I could tell you that I see some hope amongst those who would like to be the new mayor, but they're all fighting for this space on the far left, so I don't think any of them are going to get on board. So what's the next best thing? If Monument Avenue is dead, Is it possible for a private operation of some sort to purchase the statues, have an honest-to-goodness museum that way? Is it possible for them to be set up on state property? Or I just don't know the answer. But, man, if we are losing tourists, then we're losing dollars, which means you and I are somehow, some way going to make up the shortfall. Because if you think for a second that any governmental agency is going to give back any money or cut budgets because they don't have the money, forget about it. You are nuts. So it's just something I want to throw out there to you. Maybe at some point we kind of put our heads together, figure out some sort of way to address it. Let me remind you quickly here about our Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. That is, by the way, always available to you, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Are you going to get the new COVID shot? I am curious about that as well. I don't think I'm getting it. You know, Heidi is getting ready to travel. She's going to see friends, and then she's going to see some the family. But she's traveling out of the country. And she said, well, I'm going to be in a lot of places where there are a lot of people. I should probably get this new COVID shot. I said, well, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Well, are you going to get it? I said, I don't think so. I don't think so. She says, well, you know, I got COVID. In fact, you and Julia are the only two who haven't gotten COVID. So I'm thinking, well, why break the streak now? I think I'm okay. Like a lot of people, I was forced is an ugly word, but boy, it sure felt forced to me. To saddle up and get ready and roll up your sleeve and get that first COVID vaccine and all the rest of it. And now, as we're up to whatever the booster number is, 10, 12, 100, whatever it is, I don't know that I'm going to get the vaccine. So what am I going to do? I'm going to reach out to my doctor, obviously, because I personally happen to have the best doctor in the world, which is great. Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical, down in Midlothian, just FYI, former doctor for the World Wrestling Federation, and truly one of the smartest and nicest human beings I know. I don't know what he's going to tell me. I don't know if he's going to say, yep, you should get it, nope, you shouldn't get it, or you know what, it's up to you. But I am going to rely on his advice in no small part. Now, Heidi sees some other doctor that's closer to her. Not physically, no, I mean a location, like right down the road. So I know she's going to reach out to them because we got our little emails from CBS. Hey, dear CBS customers, did you know that for your convenience, you can come in here, you can get your COVID shot, your flu shot, your shingles shot, your pneumonia shot? And I'm thinking, well, flu shot, I do get the flu shot every single year. And the reason I get it every single year is that a number of years ago, I actually got the flu. I, through the years, had thought I had gotten the flu. Oh, no. I had never gotten the flu before I got the flu. And after getting the flu, I was determined to never, ever get the flu again. So that's why I get my flu shots. And I know there are plenty of folks going, oh, that's crazy. They just, you know, they're trying to wing it. They don't know. Maybe right, but for me...
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's worked. Shingles. I look at my roof. I've got A-plus roofing out here all the time. My shingles look great. Apparently, that's not the type of shingles that CVS is talking about. I am of an age, I don't know what that age is, but all of us who are of that age invariably say we are of an age, and now we know that something has changed. But I am of an age, I'm told, where shingles and the shot for shingles is something that I ought to be getting. Okay, I can handle that. Pneumonia. I don't want pneumonia. I guess I'll get that. But it's that COVID shot, I'm telling you, I just am, I guess I'm confused. I really am. I guess I am just flat out confused. Because that first vaccine was the one that was supposed to save the world, right? We all had to get it. We had to get it. If we didn't get it, society was going to end. It's all done and the cockroaches win. All right, well, maybe I'll get it. And then almost immediately after you get it, remember what happened? It's years ago now. Think about that. 4 years ago? Wow. But what happened then? Well, we made some tweaks. We actually need a booster shot. Well, that's almost reasonable, isn't it? Almost? Yeah, all right. I can see where you're going with the booster shot. Yeah, all right. But how many boosters are we up to now? And the folks who have gotten the most boosters seem to be Tony Fauci and Joe Biden. And every time I turn around, they're sick. Now, what is it? Causation is not something or other. Nah, there's some phrase that explains that. You know, just because something's happened doesn't mean that that's what caused it. But I'll look it up. But you probably know what it is. I don't know exactly where I am on that. But hit me up, would you? Use the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. 833-804-1140. That's how you're going to get in touch with us. Remember, we've got winners every single solitary hour of this afternoon. Coming up in a couple of moments, your chance to win a pair of tickets for that amazing bourbon sampling. Oh, it's going to be great. 420, how about some tickets to go see Lynyrd Skynyrd? They're coming to the big amphitheater out in Virginia Beach. And then, because 520 is going to be pretty close to happy hour, give you a chance to win some more bourbon sampling tickets, all right? Yeah, we got a lot of great stuff. Oh, coming up at 3:33, I'm excited about this. Daniela Bloom is going to join us. She's part of the group that's called Jexit. Now, we've had a lot of these exit things over the years, right? Brexit was the big one. Although, if you think about it, the one they did over in England a couple years ago, that was actually Brexit version 2.0. Brexit version 1.0 was when we, around 1776, said, you guys are out of here, right? That was Brexit version 1.0. There was Blexit, where black Americans said, hey, we are not sticking with the leftists. We're not staying part of the Democrat Party. And now there's Jexit, which is my neighborhood, right? The Jewish exit from the Democrat Party. I'm excited about this. So we're going to chat with her at 3:33. It is 3:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.